Restaurants are ready. Our customers? I'm Tom Schein, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, Hidden Kansas explores the legacy of a talented and crotchety folk artist.
If he liked you, you were gold. If he didn't like you, you weren't.
But first, we continue our series on the coronavirus and the economy, which finally offers a glimpse of hope. Earlier this week, under the first phase of Governor Laura Kelly's plan to ease the state's stay-at-home restrictions, some Wichita restaurants cautiously began to reopen. One of them was the Copper Oven, a locally owned diner in West Wichita. After closing in late March, it opened its doors on Tuesday. Natty Foe was there to see how things went on its first morning back in business.
It's just after 7 a.m., and employees at the Copper Oven are busy prepping the restaurant for the day. Two customers have already arrived for breakfast, and more start to trickle in small groups, all of them wearing masks. Yay! Owner Phil Schonifer says he isn't expecting too many more, at least not yet.
We understand that people are still nervous about going out in public and going out with face masks on, and we think we'll get a fairly decent response. Plus, people have been cooped up for 6 weeks. They're wanting to get out.
Unlike some other restaurants that shifted business to carryout and delivery services, the Copper Oven went completely dark under the stay-at-home order. Schonifer says the staff has spent the last month deep cleaning the restaurant and putting in place new health safety measures.
Yeah, we put up plexiglass shields for the cashier and the carryout section. We've taken all the condiments off of the table. No silverware, salt and pepper shakers, anything. We'll bring them as the customer orders and set them down. Then they'll be sanitized after each use. We've got peroxide cleaner at each station. The girls will wipe down their tables after each use. And then we have all the help will be wearing gloves and face masks.
And all that has come at a cost to the diner. After losing out on revenue for 6 weeks, the Copper Oven is opening back up at about half its capacity.
We will not make any money at that. Profit margins in restaurants are so small. If you start eliminating part of the process, you're going to be eliminating part of the profit. But we have to get the process started. We have to get people used to coming back out to go to eat in a restaurant and be comfortable with that.
Schonifer says the federal Paycheck Protection Program has helped cover some labor costs, but it'll take a couple of months for the restaurant to be back to a normal profit margin and just back to normal.
We're just anxious to see some people back in the doors and get business back to normal.
Normal, that's it.
Normal is the key word there. I'd sure love to see that quickly.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you, except for the times I get.
So good to see you this morning.
That was KMEW's Nadia Foe. Art can inspire and educate. It can also lead to, let's say, spirited debate. That's certainly the case for the work of M.T. Liggett, which, like the artist himself, inspires a host of differing opinions. Luann Stevens tells us more in this month's Hidden Kansas.
The town of Mullenville is about 2 hours west of Wichita on Highway 400, just where it splits off from US 54. And just west of town is M.T. Liggett's collection of metal sculptures lining the highway along the edge of his property. You can see them easily while driving by. But if you pull over and look closely, it's evident that Liggett had opinions about things, and they weren't always complimentary.
He disliked everyone equally.
That's Larry Hatterberg, retired photojournalist and anchor at Cake TV, who became one of the trustees of the M.T. Liggett estate when Liggett died in 2017. Hatterberg interviewed him several times for his series Hatterberg's People, and over the years, they became friends.
But I think I was sort of an anomaly because, as people have found out, you either liked M.T. Liggett or you didn't. And he was the same way. If he liked you, you were gold. If he didn't like you, you weren't.
As you walk along the row of sculptures, or totems as they're called, it's easy to see the people Liggett didn't like. Politicians, judges, the town of Mullenville itself, with which he had a long-standing feud. Hillary Clinton is there, along with Laura Bush, both portrayed with swastikas. Former Kansas Governor Bill Graves and the Kansas State Board of Education. Hatteberg says Liggett didn't align with either side politically.
He wasn't a Republican, he wasn't a Democrat, because he went after both of them. So it's hard to put his art in a political arena.
Not all of the pieces carry an acerbic message. There are totems of opera figures, Greek mythology, and pop culture. There's one of Hatteberg, portrayed as a newshound. Some of the totems have moving parts, whirligigs that spin in the prairie breeze. Others incorporate road signs or bright glass bottles. Many are unnamed. Hatteberg says Liggett never went into detail about his art.
Yeah, his life in many ways is a mystery. We will not know exactly what he thought about, and that's too bad.
While we may never know what was behind all of Liggett's artwork, the collection will be preserved. The Kohler Foundation is creating the M.T. Liggett Art Environment on the property, an ambitious conservation project that will include a visitor center, nature paths across the rolling prairie, and an artist residence with workshops. It could be a big boost to Mullenville, and Hatteberg hopes the town embraces it. Whether that happens or not, Liggett's artwork will be there for future generations.
In many cases, an artist's work like M.T.'s is never saved, because there's no interest in saving it, there's no money to save it. But now this folk art is going to be saved, and I think that is the best thing of all.
You can still drive out to see the collection as it is, and the M.T. Liggett Art Environment should be open by the end of the year.
That was Lou Ann Stevens. You can read more about M.T. Liggett and see examples of his work at our website, kmuw.org. And one last thing. One of the difficulties of the pandemic, and there are many, is the fog surrounding it. It's impossible to see the future through the gloomy mist. Sunday, though, brings some clarity. It's Mother's Day, and your mom loves you. Period. So spend some time with her if you can, call her if you can't, or remember her if she is no longer here. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Stephen Basaha, Nadia Foe, and Lou Ann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW NPR for Wichita.